You know, here at Radio Nova, we like to go to the movies often. And we send our man at the movies. Mr. Clint Dreeberg is here with us. Good morning, sir. Good morning.
Good morning.
So, did you sleep okay last night?
I did. Well,
no problems?
I don't have the fear of clowns. So, maybe I do. That'll get you in the mood. We are, of course, talking about It, the latest adaptation of the Stephen King novel. And there was a mini-series back in the 80s well that was kind of the thing that terrified all the kids of our age. Mm. Codaline were at the Irish premiere last night, as well as a whole pile of Nova listeners.
Oh, yeah.
Ready to get frightened and get afraid of the red balloon.
Was it one of those places where the whole cinema was just sitting there waiting to jump and there was collective jumping going on?
There was collective jumping in the cinema last night at Lighthouse. And to those who don't know the story, of course, it is about a clown who terrorises these seven kids living in Derry, the small town in America.
What's his name? Pennywise, is it?
Pennywise is the clown, and he looks every part as terrified as he should.
Oh, my goodness. I was flicking telly last night, and I stopped, I don't know why, on an ad break. And in that ad break came up a tiny little 5-10-seconder thing for It. And that scared the bejesus out of me.
It gave me bad dreams just from playing the trailer in here the other day.
That terrified music a few people last night. Yeah. Forget what I thought. Here's what the real people think.
Very scary and full of heart, surprisingly, and very funny.
Well, scary, but there was a good bit of humour in it as well.
Absolutely terrifying, but scary not just because of the clown, of the whole atmosphere.
Oh, scary, very scary, yeah. Faithful to the book, brilliant.
I thought it was like being in the 80s watching a movie. So it's funny and scary and nostalgic.
It was very good. I kept on jumping. It was a lot like all the other Stephen King films.
Terrifying.
Torturous, but fun.
So creepy. Oh my God. It's like, oh no.
I thought the kids' actors were amazing. And I thought the young girl in particular was very, very good.
There was a guy next to me who literally jumped out of his seat several times. The entire row were looking at him. He was almost as entertaining as the movie, but yeah. Pretty good.
It's absolutely amazing. And I'm not a horror movie person at all. I really hate horror movies, but I won tickets to go and see this. And I'm so glad I did. I just like laughed and cried my way through the entire thing.
Were you scared?
Oh, I was so scared. I was so scared. I was the screamer in the third row. And I have a fear of clowns.
That's a brave lady right there.
Third row and everything.
Exactly.
Wow.
But this was fun in a way, as people say there. The 80s nostalgia. Stranger Things, guys. I know you love that.
Love it.
You will love this because it is pretty much they've ripped off Stranger Things in a way.
Yeah, okay.
The cute girl and the boys who were in love with her and riding their bikes around the streets and that sort of thing.
My childhood, yeah.
Yeah, pretty much.
Right.
Except for the terrifying clown,
well,
I hope.
My childhood
there too. Yeah.
What would you give it stars-wise?
I give it 4 red balloons.
Okay, all right.
Because my mum enjoyed it.
Did she?
Yeah, she really enjoyed it.
Your mum?
Yeah, yeah. So what's the first thing you do when your mum arrives from Australia? Take her to a horror movie.
Yeah.
Sounds good.
You've just spent 400 years on a plane. Want to go see a horror movie?
Yeah, why not?
And she didn't fall asleep at all.
No, she was suitably scared as well.
Okay.
One for the whole family, if that's the case.
I'm not sure.
Okay, yeah, I don't think I'll be bringing Harry along.
No, such mixed reviews in that little Vox Pop bit there with everyone going from pure terrified to absolutely hilarious.
Yeah. But apparently, and all of the reviews, including yours, 4-ish stars.
Yeah,
and, you know, it is
that 80s feel. It's the feel of the film. The terrifying bit aside, I wasn't really that scared by it.
Okay.
But it's a nice film, the way it's made and the way it looks. And
but
the way
you also
it's
don't have a thing about clowns. You're not worried about them.
But you're right, it is the time for 80s nostalgia at the moment.
When is the actual release date? Is it out now?
This Friday.
This Friday. Yeah. All right, thank you very much, Iron Man at the Movies, Mr. Clint Dreeberg.